time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
You cast the spell, it's a DM the red, and you say...
You sent me a letter.
It was a red hat. A red robe.
Sorry.
And red sheet.
No, I'll say.
You should have sent me a letter.
I'll say. I'll say thank you, first of all. I'll start with thank you. And then I will say so thank you. Where are you located? I'll say thank you.
You said thank you like three times in a row, and you got like four words left.
You may have an, does that count as an? Does that count as an imposter. Where are you?
I really need to store all of the character names in my phone with phone numbers because I'm doing this and constantly trying to text your character names. It's killing me. I'm going to do it.
You got it like a alias or business name.
That would be all it would take. You just put their name on there and the same person would step up.
Okay.
Thanks. Honestly, we have Discord on my computer and you just whisper.
Yeah.
Or you can type on
your computer too, it would be a lot faster. Then you could type on your laptop.
Or also keep those real name and get zero. It's okay. My computer, phones, my computer.
How many words I get?
Nine.
Pride. Only nine.
Until next week.
Can I borrow one? Borrow one from next week.
You're the DM?
Are any of them articles?
He inserts free magic. You should let people use free magic cantrips to add words to something.
I'm sure.
So.
Yeah, it's because the other team he tweaked quarterbacks to get some points. So they get 0.05 points per game instead of 0.04. So they're going to get minus 1 point for the interceptions that he has to.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Just compared to 7, 8. I got one left.
Yeah.
Swing red, red, red. And I'm dying the blue, that dying red.
Okay, I'm going
my
to...
My phone is locking up.
I will return to the room.
Okay. In the meantime, what, is anyone doing anything? He's gone, maybe.
5 to 10 minutes.
10 minutes.
We're done
talking
and stuff like that.
I'm just
going to send
this
train.
I'm sorry.
You're going to
do
what?
I was
going to
finish this train.
Oh, okay, like your daily training? Well, I mean, they're supposed to be leaving to go to this. That would definitely constitute training. Go
just
fight.
In case this doesn't pan out. You know?
Oh, yeah, okay. All right. So Jake loses his patience. He's leaving the table and going out the backyard of the end train.
Okay. When are we supposed to be going to the worst?
Anytime.
Are we doing that?
Yes. You have to leave within the next 20 minutes or you're going to be late.
You should get there early.
Brunson said, wait a minute, and you left, so you're waiting for him to come back. Probably went to the bathroom.
Everyone done eating and drinking or whatever we're doing? So we can leave so quickly.
I don't have any NPCs, right? So Xavier needs to go to the bathroom. GMS gotta go to the bathroom. Dion?
We had that stroke.
Should be so easy.
So DM got up and went to
the bathroom. That's on AMC.
Yes.
And Stroh's on Boy Child.
So, Jake, you know DM from family or?
It's the first time I've met him. I met him for the first time last night. But I'm pretty sure it's half brother through as well. Not Sam.
He looks a lot like me and their move.
Okay.
Yeah. Lizzie's our brother.
Did your move recognize him?
Jimmy hasn't been here. He never made it to Greyhound.
Oh, we didn't meet him for
Greyhound. Okay. He does look a lot like Jeremy in the face. Like, well, they have very similar appearance.
He was himself, his mother.
Yeah.
Well,
it's his mother, but they're half side on it. It's not same dad. So.
I believe that he could be your half brother or whatever, but I'm just skeptical about other aspects of the story.
Did you get the guy drunk?
It's his character, but.
Oh, yeah. Alright, so DM and Xavier have gone to the outhouse.
Well, I guess
Jake was leaving, but then got distracted by Azuri, and now Brunson returns to the table. So, Brunson, Dion, Jake, and Azuri are at the table.
If he was trying to talk to me, probably.
Okay, so he started talking to you, you just kept walking?
Oh, no. As I figure I'd already be like that for the tomorrow.
Yeah, that's okay.
All right, so halfway to the door, he stopped you to ask you if you knew him. Yeah. Brunson's back at the table. You see Brunson's back. You go back to the table.
Jake.
Okay.
Where's the guy? Where is he?
I believe he went to the outhouse.
Yeah. We need to find him. I sent to the real DM, Red. This is what I believe is the real DM, Red.
Okay.
The response was, captured basement, take from my house the address, help.
So, this warehouse is definitely trapped.
I jump.
Pretty much miss our
So before I say that, say we're going to the warehouse, get somewhere isolated, and
I don't want to go to the warehouse.
No, we're not going to the warehouse. Obviously, it's an ambush. We need to help this guy. We need him to believe that we're going so we can get information out of this fake carpet.
Just take him right back and beat him.
Carpet.
I believe he went to the outhouse with you.
That's not good.
Yes, I agree.
Perhaps somebody heroic should run after them.
I will go. I'll go too.
It's best if we remain incognito if we can. You may not know we're on it.
I go to the outhouse.
We all have to go to the bathroom before we hit the road.
body breaks. Everyone body breaks.
Is
it okay? I don't know where I went to cast a spell. Like my room, maybe?
If you want. It's pretty far. I would assume like just around the stairs or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So you're like on the third floor above there, so you have to go up three flights of stairs and down to the end.
I gotta
but you could go there. What's that?
I gotta check on Strode. Okay. Alright, you guys do that. I'm checking on Strode.
Okay.
That's two of my three sendings that I took today.
It's a great spell. Great spell to have.
You all were asking me for sendings, so I took three of them. I transferred them up to get another
every call. Every single day. Brunson, please send.
Right. But hey, there's a guy in town that sells these things.
Oh,
he still might be. But we can at least try and do something about it.
you're sticking around until we find out.
No, I gotta rope up my character. I'm going out now.
Right? Hey, guys. Did you hear a car start up?
He's on a bike.
Yeah.
He's trying to abduct Xavier on a bike.
We hear the door open again.
Funny thing is, Xavier's already green. Tried to... Like, a pair of goblins have already tried to take Xavier somewhere while he was held.
That's true. Yeah, but they were resting him.
Yes, but still.
Sort of.
Xavier should stop doing that.
Getting help?
Getting abducted.
Sure, he wouldn't be good.
Most people should stop getting abducted if they can.
If they can help it, for sure.
Okay, so we're
waiting for the bathroom trip now. It's recording.
All right, so Jake goes out. Meanwhile, the three of you are left at the table.
Theon said he's great.
Oh, you're going out there as well? Okay. So Jake and Theon go out. Okay. As you arrive outside, you see Xavier, sword in hand, and he has a sword in his right hand, and he has a hold of the outhouse door, and he yanks forcefully, and you hear splintering of wood, and the door is thrown open. And then he goes, and the two of you come hurrying up. And you realize that the outhouse is empty, except for the normal things in the outhouse, which you expect. He says, sounded like sounds of a struggle. Maybe a grunting or something. And I mean, not the normal kind either.
Yeah, I'm going to check the
other one. Yeah,
Maybe.
He's
checking for a better outhouse note right here. Two. He saw it. He read our text messages. That's the only way he would know about it.
Tunnel.
He read our secret outhouse tunnel exit. Can you imagine?
There are no secret doors. There is one concealed door. But what's at the bottom of it does not look like you're interested. But there's there is a note, a piece of paper. I haven't read it yet. So no.
Last clean, 1348.
Tom Branson was
here. Picking for you.
For a good time. I was just about to say
that. For a good time, message Brunson. Brunson. Yeah, message Brunson. Game would put it there. He thought Brunson had some action.
When? The last time we were here, it's still there.
Yeah.
No sending so far.
He's not with us.
That's because people scrying Brunson, they're like, never mind. Or Burnham. Well, that's why the scry was built, because it's Burnham.
There's some really hot guy named Burnham.
I think he's getting hot mages just hunting, like, finding him.
He's like, ugh, this again.
Hot mages in your area.
He's got the total Chad face.
Someone is selling my message,
man. My stage name. You know, having your name be Brennan has probably saved you a lot of hassle in the long run. If you think about it.
Yeah, so
people hunt a guy named Brennan now because he's all
also,
tails. Like, really
when you pick up the note, you notice down on the floor of the outhouse, right near where the slope is, it's kind of like laying there. You don't know for sure that it had anything to do with now, but it's a little wax seal. Like one could use the stamp to signet, basically, in wax when sealing a letter, that kind of thing. It's not a royal seal, it's somebody's family royal seal, but it's like the first letter of their name, and it's very stylized, and it's compressed into wax. It is a seal.
Okay, I'll share that letter around.
Okay. Well, the only people out there right now are Jake and Xavier.
So when it says DM, this letter was addressed to DM?
Correct. Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Okay. So the letter says Diem, meaning addressed to Dural, with the same DH at the beginning of the name, is after you. Be aware, it's going to get ugly. He's working with the Capzar to use H, meaning addressed from H.
From H to DM. Who's working with Capzar?
We moved back to the table at this point, so everybody's not.
You're wrong. Yeah.
They call me, I'm invisible in here. Can you hold it?
He's like,
I would recognize him at Calister.
He's like Black Widowing in the top of the outhouse.
It'd be really terrible. I just thought of a really bad way you could just like terribly punish your enemies. Wait until they're in the outhouse and then cast a massive shrink spell on them. They fail their save. So fall down the hole.
And then the duration runs out and they can't get out.
Could you achieve comical greatness with a warp wood? How would that do it?
I'm going to be really bad for the seat they were sitting on.
We seal the door.
Guys, we're getting distracted. We're supposed to be training and shopping.
All right, sorry.
Yep, keep moving.
Okay, so there's too much injury for a training shop.
So first off, we need to figure out who the Capsar Guild is. Secondly, we need to go save Diem, the other Diem. Maybe the third Diem.
I mean,
so we have to seize Diem.
No, you have to save each one once. One salvation per Diem.
So, this letter says H was telling Diem that who was with the
Salvation? H was telling Diem that Dural is after him working with the Capsar Guild and it's going to get ugly.
I was going to come out of your eyes and carpe that
dia. I want to know who Daral is.
Someone who's anti dia.
I mean, you could easily ask around, especially with the context of the theme school.
All right, well, let's ask around, figure out who this guild is, who Daral is. We're not going to know
got,
warehouse.
I say you've got about 10, 15 minutes at most to head out the warehouse or you will not make it.
Do we even know where the warehouse was?
Yes. Basically.
Are we still building the warehouse thing?
It's definitely a trap. There's no way it's not a trap.
And now that he's gone, he got away, he's going to tell them that we know. So going to the warehouse isn't going to matter. They're going to probably kill this other guy.
Perhaps we should go with him if we were extricate the deal.
Yes, I agree. Y'all should go in front of him.
He said, wait, so you think this other real DM is at the warehouse?
No, I think he's at the address that he gave us.
Oh, he gave you the address.
Address to the warehouse?
No,
I figured it's his house. It's probably in the basement of his house.
They're sending
him? No, it said taken from his house. Yes.
I thought it was saying we need to get the address from
his
house.
No, I said the address. Maybe I didn't want to spell it out. It says captured, comma, basement, comma, taken from my house, comma, 22340 Brook Road, help.
Let's go there. I didn't realize that we had the address, or I would propose that earlier.
Gotcha. It's a Brook Road.
I thought he was saying...
The street name is Brook Road.
I thought he was saying, take the address.
It says Brook Road.
The other B, or it just fixed it. I'll bet
it probably autocorrected.
Yeah, sorry. It's supposed to be Brook Road.
Okay. Brook Road.
It's not that big of a deal.
Brook Road.
Yeah,
he casts another sending.
It's
like,
so funny.
Stupid autocorrect.
2.5
Okay. So Brook Broad, 22340 Brook Broad. So Brook Broad is a really long, wide road that runs across a huge part of Greyhawk. And you ran into it near here on the way between here and the market. So you can get the road there. You don't know how the numbers run, like how far away 22340 is, but it's a really long road, like 2 miles long road. So it could be 20 blocks.
Are there like street signs with road numbers?
So street signs on every corner for every intersection, very early street signs. Some of the street signs, especially in the very well-traveled parts of town, they have the little numbers that say like 2300 that way, 2500 that way, or something like that. The buildings, whether or not they have numbers is up to the owner.
Okay, so not everything's either way.
So is there a carriage around for rent?
There are carriages in the city.
I mean, is there one like hanging out?
So no, but if you go out front, like usually like the servants can get you one pretty quickly.
Well, I can
they don't
my...
sit in front of the inn because there wouldn't be enough room for them.
Okay. But I could use my bird form if I'm sure everything's got it out.
The damsel and attack the assassins. Even if it's a he damsel or she
he damsel
or she
a samsel.
A damsel?
Alright.
I love it.
Okay. So I can use my hot and try to find it and see what it looks like.
Okay.
Or we can just ask around.
Is there an answer?
Yeah. You know, you go out front, there's a guy sits by the door. He's basically a bouncer, but he can get a.
I'm just asking. Do you know where 22340 Brook Broad is?
So, Brook Broad's bought two-thirds of the way down to the corral. So take this road right here. Go about two blocks, you'll hit Brook Broad. 22340 is going to be. You're going to turn right. It's going to be about. About 15, 20 blocks down, something like that.
Okay, so far. I think we're going to need a carriage.
You get a carriage? I get your carriage.
Fast one. You have fast ones?
No. I mean, fast compared to walking. If you pay the guy extra money, he'll break the law for you, but it's a lot. And then if you get stopped by the guard, then it takes longer anyway.
If I have the address to the place, I cast the teleport. What are my chances?
So, pretty good.
Okay.
Like 8% of not having a problem.
So, like...
Unseen is, like, 80, like high 80, like 89, 80, 88 or 89 to 100 on the top end, and then like 0 to like 11.
So it'd be considered unseen.
Otherwise, you couldn't teleport there at all. I teleport to some guy named Diem's house. That would not work. Like, even if it did work, it could be like 7 different houses in the world. Plus, also some on other worlds, probably, if you're within reach.
So.
Anyways.
Okay, so he's getting you a carriage?
I guess.
Okay, yeah, seat 6. He flags on a carriage, and a carriage driver. Yeah, it's fine. You want to take Stro with you?
If she wants to go.
Yeah, to go all over the room and ask. You did say you wanted
to check. I was going to check on her.
Yeah, so you're going up the stairs. 3 flights of circular stairs.
And she knew I was having dinner with a woman, now I'm out of breath. Great.
Oh, okay. She is in the room. She's reading a book.
Good. Oh, good.
She, her hood is off and her snakes are riding.
Oh, yeah!
1% chance that you looked up. That wasn't the one.
Say, we are in the middle of unraveling a plot to assassinate us.
Okay.
We are going to a location. Do you want to come with us?
Are you coming back?
Not sure. Not sure if it'll be safe. Come back.
I guess I better come.
Didn't she get like some kind of veil or something?
She hasn't lived.
She got some kind of magic.
Wasn't there something?
I said I wanted to track something like that down. I haven't done yet because we haven't been to market. Because we haven't been to a shopping session.
We really won't have to play in 2 weeks. We can just shop. Assuming.
We can do it all separately.
Oh, yeah, right. Because we all have that kind of time.
You know how many free lunches you get, though? If everybody bought you lunch, just do a shopping session.
Is that on the table? Is that what we're doing? Is that how that works? Crash and Day gets a free lunch for everybody who gets the soccer session?
Somebody buy you lunch.
This is looking pretty good. Matter of fact, let's just get the lunch and send me the money. about $30 a shopping session. That should work. You're going to eat good, aren't we? Oh, is it going to McDonald's? Or is it like a mini shopping session?
McDonald's. Oh, we're going to go to Meyer Deli because it's like $5, man.
10 minutes shopping session.
Every $10 of the lunch is 10 minutes of shopping session.
All right, anyway. So, she's going with
driving my stuff.
So everyone else gets in the carriage. Stro climbing the carriage with you. There are 6 of you and there are 6 seats. Who's paying the carriage driver?
Missouri.
Okay. I think the fiance didn't pay the used car for Trey.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You realize I'm the poorest person to be around.
It's funny, isn't it? The whole thing's funny.
Human laughs and outsiders.
Unfortunately, some of us have obligations.
Because I think Gaiman's the richest.
You need to pay taxes, you need to pay money changing, you need to pay guild fees.
I'll give him a gold.
Yeah, temple. Me too.
Yeah, you need to pay the temple.
I paid a lot of money for the temple.
Ironically, I think you're paying the least.
After civil responsibilities, Gaiman has over 200
debt. Yeah, Xavier's probably got the biggest. Either you or Jay.
Gaiman still has 20.
I paid 50,000 gold pieces for training. And I only brought back 160,000
pieces
after.
You didn't have any guild fees or anything.
Did I miss the party funds being distributed?
Yeah, everybody did.
Definitely likely.
I'll need to be fill back in on that at some point. Anyways, how much is a carriage driver expecting for the silver?
Gold? Yeah, it'd be 2 silver.
Pay him double, get us that quicker.
Okay.
Make it snap.
Make sure you're going
to give him the address. Can you give him the address?
Yeah.
Alright.
Pay you double if you get it quicker. I
put super minion over.
I'll do my best. I'll happily collect double.
Wheelie!
Last time I was police pulled over.
The end of part three of Joe he's like, he's like, the traffic's blocked, I can't go.
Would the horses go up and
you see the sidewalk there?
Was just the carriage behind the horses probably? Or would the horses just rear up and then the carriage go up? I don't know.
Reality collapses and we're on the
simulation.
He turns on flight mode for the horses.
So, interesting side note, by the way. We watched this cool video about if you hold a slinky and you let go of the slinky, the bottom doesn't move, the top falls. And until the top affects the bottom of the slinky doesn't move, right? So then after I saw that video, and I watched it a few times, and I examined the physical principles and thought about, like, if it was a chain. I watched the fifth edition, the D&D movie recently. And I didn't watch the whole thing. I just watched the scene with the big tubby dragon. I kind of wanted to laugh, and I like that scene. And in that scene, there is a chain, huge chain, right? And the chain falls, and then it, like, goes to fall on them or whatever. Well, the chain falls from the bottom up instead of from the top down, denying the physics of that very same thing. Where if you let it go,
what are you talking about? So you're saying that gravity doesn't apply to the bottom of the slinky?
Correct. It does not apply until the force that's holding up.
You know why? Because
gravity.
Gravity's still applying to it. It's just the spring effect of the metal is pulling it up at the same rate that gravity is pulling it down.
Well, yeah, exactly. So the force upwards is the same as that.
A chain would not act in the same way.
Well, yes, it would. Because it's the chain has to be applying the same force to that lower link, or it would be falling.
But no, the slinky chains, is constantly compressing.
Chains don't have a spring.
If the chains aren't constantly slinky is
a giant spring, essentially. Chains are not. They're just constantly hanging down.
But the force that's holding it up is not because of the spring. It's because of it's countering the gravity. Like, the force that the slinky pulls down.
Can we agree that this would act in the same way, then?
As a chain.
That's supposed to a chain that was slinky.
Yes.
Okay, watch the bottom.
Yeah, that fell.
Slinky is a different thing.
Yeah, slinky is a giant spring, so the upward force
right
of the spring
about the slinky thing.
Slinky is trying to shrink.
Well, I didn't say it. I just watched it.
The slinky is trying to shrink as the top is going down. So it's like...
It is interesting.
The gravity is acting, but it's also depressing.
Right. So in truth, what's happening at that point is the force on the piece on the bottom is actually exceeding the force of gravity. So in other words, it is falling, but then it is being lifted back up with enough force.
This chain definitely is not following the laws of physics, though.
No one in the picture,
like,
in the video.
It's like rolling down.
Anyway, it's easier very strange. All right, so that was fun. So apparently, my logic about the chain was flawed. I'll give you that. But
you definitely noticed that something was off.
Yes, yeah, so it didn't seem right.
You have to keep in mind, it's in a D&D adventure. So
yeah, that's true. That's great.
It could be a special alloy.
And the DM might not be familiar with how...
If it was in Low Moon, it sounds like it would fall. From the top.
at least at the moment that I thought it was like a slinky.
Plus, it's a totally different edition. So,
and you're gonna be an owlbear.
It's fifth edition rules. This is first edition.
Not to mention, that looks like it didn't take nearly a minute. So
you can wild shape into an owlbear.
The chain made it's a
okay. So if you do write a Low Moon supplement at some point, you have to put slinky physics in.
I have to figure out how to make that work. Yeah.
That's it. I'm gonna have a guy fight with a chain. He'll be able to fly because I'm just throw a chain and not fucking fall. Then you fly gravity. There you go.
Well, you heard about that. Yeah. All right. Anyway, it definitely seemed odd. Okay. I lost my train of thought.
Anyway, this was
science
conversation segment of
I didn't even push the pause button because I thought it would be entertaining enough for somebody listening.
You have fallen from my trap.
Unfortunately, they won't get to see the belt hit the ground.
I unraveled your trap.
You know, this is theater of the mind. They can imagine the belt hit the ground.
So for all of our listening audience, imagine a belt hitting the ground.
I think they already did that. The first time, I was like, okay, this is a rerun now.
Okay, now, everybody in the audience, please take off your belt and drop it on the ground so you have a physical representation.
And for those of you who don't have belts, I'm sorry.
Just keep
I'm just sorry for you. I'm just very sorry.
For those of you who don't have belts, pull your hands up.
She'll please pause. Triple up your mouth. All right, she'll comply.
Not use it as a
get a hold of yourself. Great.
Stop trolling our audience.
Do I own the mic? I think I do.
Okay. The carriage ride. Carriage?
Yes.
Yes. Carriage ride will take about 10 minutes or so. Is anyone doing anything in particular in that time?
I can cast the summon.
Training!
You no longer have DM the Red.
You gotta summon my guy. You going back?
I just said you. Shugga gunk gunk. Shugga gunk gunk.
And then you receive back the little Paris card.
I'm getting very distracted.
In the Origins party. In the Origins party, they're at Sarah's palace. And there's a whole bunch of adventuring groups there that came to petition Sarah for different pieces of information. They all have names. So last night they were talking about we really need a name. And there were some people in the group like, yeah, we do not need a name. What was the name that they came up with?
I don't know. What was
the name of it?
The Burning Hand of the Fiery Fist.
Yeah. Either that or the
And then there was another one too, I can't remember.
Something dangerous.
Oh, the independent breakers.
Yeah,
independent
the
breakers.
Yeah.
Nobody in the party liked the independent
breakers.
But the
one,
crazy.
I thought
the one bureaucrat thought we could be named because that's how he felt about it.
And Taya.
Okay.
All right.
So
nothing in the 10 minutes.
Nothing happens in the carriage ride. Skip for
it. Okay. Burning hand.
You pull up outside, out front of a small, pale blue house.
Pale blue house.
It has a red tile roof, the kind that has the curved tiles. Okay. It has a stone porch. It has a reddish colored front door, reddish wood color, like stained, not reddish, sort of like pink and red. Okay. The door to the house is closed. There are no lights. The carriage driver wheels to a stop.
Wait, see if he opens the door.
Where?
Can you open right away?
Can
you take that one?
Can
we
get out?
How much does this feel like when we zoomed into the sidewalk?
Not at all. This is a house in the middle of nowhere. That was more like a tenant building in a certain district.
Were we passing a lot of other carriages on our way here? Were we like taking speed?
I mean, he didn't pass any carriages. Like he just saw some going in the other direction. No, it was moving pretty quick.
I feel like a faster truck.
Yeah.
Okay. It made
no. I mean, he only offered it one extra silver, so we always felt a little extra. A little faster. You should have told me that in advance. He would have gone faster. No,
double, I guess you should have clarified.
Anyway, he accepts it. He says, do you want me to wait?
Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. You too can make the world a better place.
I don't have another fare right now. I can wait.
No, you should probably get out of
here. Bye.
Thank you for checking.
Have a good one.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
We're all just staying on the corner. Thanks.
See you. Now we kick the door down.
Loose. Is there on the corner? All right, kicking it.
That's a weird name.
Is there anything on the building that indicates an address?
Yes, there is. So there is a mailbox on the front of the house. It's kind of square. It's made of wood. It also is reddish stained, like the front door. And on it are the numbers 2234.
Law
for centuries ago. You can see a street sign, but here you can't read it. To be sure it's the right street, you have to
keep right. Are there any guards?
Now, this is a pretty open area. In fact, so he has a narrow strip of land between his house where it looks like there's a carriage track, and then there's a building behind it, just probably like a carriage storage place, like a garage, basically. And then there's a pretty thick strip of land between there and the next, and it looks like there was some kind of building that used to be there that has been rubble. There's bits of stone and wood at kind of odd angles. Then on the other side of that is a well that is probably 20 by 20 and about 15 feet high and has a peaked roof. And on the other side of that is another building. So it's a pretty open area. where there's not, it's not like a neighborhood or you've become, you've left the merchant district, you've left the inn district. This is more of a residential. House is probably about 1,200 square feet. It's not very big. And it is made like a limestone or something. It's a stone house.
Back or what?
Sure. We don't want to knock on the front door first.
No. Assassin houses? You just don't knock.
Well, I don't know how these. I mean, I can just unlock it.
He said he's in the basement. Let's see if there's a cellar. Go around back.
There's a cellar. Good idea.
As you walk along that kind of narrow track and head toward the back, you can see a couple of things. So when you see the back building is also made of stone, it's also tiled like the front building. The tiles are more of a kind of reddish brown color. It does have a door that is a double swinging door on the carriage house, basically. There are three stone steps that lead up to a side entrance that exits out here. And that side entrance kind of sticks out. Like there's a little mudroom that's off the side of the house that's built right there. And then just past that, at kind of right at ground level, there is a little barred window. That the window itself is no more than like 10 inches high by 18 inches wide, and it has bars that go in vertically into the top stone and into the ground, indicating there probably is a cellar or a basement. It's not accessible from this side outside. As you walk back around the back of the house, you see there is a back door. It has a semi-enclosed back porch area similar to the front. And you would say that this is a very nice house. Okay, it's not very big, but this is the kind of house like a, you know, an upper-level merchant, upper-middle-class, lower-upper-class would own. In Greyhawk, it's probably tens of thousands of gold pieces on something like this. The grass is not overgrown at all in the carriage path and in front of the carriage house, which indicates it's possible that it's in use, right? Whereas the grass in the field next door where the house is and the grass in the back kind of yard area, if you will, is you can see a tenement house, like an apartment complex. If you look kind of past the carriage house here and past the house there, as you get to the backyard, you look over there at the back of the tenement house, and you can see two small children playing in a well and some clothes up on clotheslines. So there's obviously people living there. That's about 150 yards from the back of this house. Okay. As you approach the back of the house, you can see a set of partially enclosed back. It's big enough for maybe like two people to stand in front of the back door, and then there's a stone wall that comes down to be half blocked. And then there's a gate on the park here that you step up the steps, open the gate, step on the back porch. Next to the back door, there is a like a looks like a root cellar door or something like that. It only goes to be about 2 feet high and is sitting on a slant leading up to the house. So you have the back door, and then next I have the root cellar door or whatever that is. That there's a downed building next door. There's the well on the other side of the house, a large community well, very well structured. Right? And then there's the apartment building you can see. This is a carriage house. There's a double doors that could open to let you into the carriage house. No side, no man walking doors are on the front of the carriage house.
I think I assumed that's the double door. Anyways, let's go back. Let's go check out the cellar. That's where you mean.
You step up to the cellar. You have a wooden frame, kind of like slope up to the wall of the house. There's handles there. You can open it like that. There's a solid link chain, with the chains being about 3/8 of an inch, the links being about 3/8 of an inch thick metal. It wraps through the handles, and then there's an old rusted padlock that's on it. Padlock has a little slidey gate thing that covers the keyhole.
Yeah.
Wood looks less sturdy than the chain.
Open this up.
Locks. Yeah. You manage to unlock the lock. You have a little trouble with the slidey gate thing. It seems like this lock has not been used in a while. Okay. Even after you unlock it and the actual mechanism was unlocked, it smack it with your hand to get the hasp to come clear. At which point you can twist it. It doesn't twist easily. It twists open. Take the chain off. You can open the doors there. You have what with you?
Pretty much.
That's right. He had time. Everybody got through. So. Right now, Stro is just kind of lingering in the back. Alright. So the door is theoretically unlatched. Someone opening it?
Do you have more sword out?
I'm going to slide shut from the outside. Now we'll face out.
Not open in a while.
Okay. So who's actually swinging up the door then? They swing up and out like this, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You can kind of do it both at the same time, one side first.
One side first, the other one.
I'll take
it. Okay. So each of you opens one side, basically. Okay. You see a set of descending stairs. The stairs seem to be made of the same kind of limestone stone as the house is made of. They go down. There is a flat landing about 5 feet below ground surface. And it is also that same stone. And then there is a set of double wooden doors. But total, they only are about 40 inches wide. So each door is about like 20 inches or so. You can see that there are some roots that have grown down, probably under the foundation of the house, and kind of like they cling to the door on the right side. And there's a little scraggly ends of them that come off. They're pretty faded, like they are not getting much sunlight, so they're more like roots than vines. The double doors have a handle, both have a push button. The handles and the push buttons are brass fixtures, so much nicer than what was evident on the outside. Go down in the hole. Theon is leading the way. Jake is standing right behind him at the top of the steps. Probably on the steps. Okay, on the steps. Who is next? Junior's ready. Sword out, I presume.
Or who's all in the back?
Brunson is Tro and Azuri.
I'll hang in the back. I'll be the last one to go.
Sir, watch the roofs.
Yeah.
This place is holding a prisoner legally. Probably watching it.
Assuming you guys can handle the inside of the cellar.
I didn't think that the bottom fell less rapidly than the top.
I guess I'll look for a way to climb in.
Okay. So you could easily go up, like there's that half wall at the steps. If you're at the top of that, it would be just a one big step onto the step of the porch. And then from there, you could easily get up on the roof. Okay. So Zuri's breaking off from the group and moving upwards. Xavier stayed out.
Xavier stayed out
to watch over you. So that at that point, Stro realizes that what's going on, and she moves forward to kind of fill in behind Jake. Not to be left behind. Even if you had a tracker on top, so you could connect with that. Okay. No sign of any movement whatsoever. As the audio indicated, there was a group of crows that came and lodged on the carriage house. In fact, they have stayed there. They're sitting on the roof of the carriage house. About a dozen of them. There is a lock set in the double doors. Are you just going to try to open it and see their push button?
Percentile
dice?
I am death. You simply killed me.
99.
But I killed the people.
The doors up here are pretty unused. the open outward, there's little to no markings on the floor. There's even like some detritus, like rotting leaves and sticks that have found its way down in here, fallen roots, grass, tumbled dirt, and none of it seems disturbed by the opening of the doors. You're pretty sure these doors have not been opened in at least a century. Indeed, the doors are unlocked, despite the fact that they have locks built into them. There's a button over on the right-hand door. It swings. It grates against the floor kind of bad. But you can easily get it open wide enough for you to step in. It won't easily open the full distance. You'd have to really muscle it, or have somebody muscle it.
I'm going to say to Stro as we're moving up, I got a bad feeling about this.
It's just like
it looks deserted.
Yeah, we're beginning to think maybe we were led here for a reason.
Theon will activate cloak.
Alright. So your hood up becomes virtually invisible to the naked eye, which is what you've got. What's that? Dim. It's daytime right now, it's evening, the sun is low in the sky, so down below ground level it's pretty dim, but it's not dark. Okay. Alright. He slips between the door and into the basement beyond. Are you following him? As you go through, you have to muscle it open a little bigger. He's not thoughtful of how large you are compared to how small he is. Stro, you hear her slipper on the stone behind you. It's this scraping noise.
Is this the same? Is this the same day that we landed on the roof?
Yes.
And got dropped off here by Janie's
eagles. Yes. But it's now night. It's getting dark. Okay. As you step in, you see before you a 10 by 20 room. So the width of the house is about 10 foot deep. There's a flat wall on the opposite side. On the wall are various metal implements. Pointy, sharp axe, some kind of big tongs, saw, that kind of thing. They look fairly unused, or at least untended. Also coming through the roof are some roots and bits of dangly, crooked undergrowth, basically. The floor is pretty empty, except for two things. So one, to the direct left, where is the sarcophagus. It's a large thing that you would store a dead body in, basically. It is closed. Has a stone lid, stone body, as it's supposed to be. To the right is a large barrel. It's made of wood, wrapped in metal, could be a bronze ring, something like you might see a large carpet. It's probably a quarter ton, with several hundred pounds at least. Not to say whether it is open or closed. You could easily put a person or maybe four people inside it if they were cozy. Directly ahead of you is a set of double doors, similar to this one, but it's an eerie dark dungeon. These things are pretty close to the same temperature. We can see the lines. This is no light on those. We're so dead, I'm sure. That's sad. The room is only 10 foot across, so as soon as you basically walk in, Jake is right behind you. His sword is glowing faintly. Stro steps through the doors. So what are Brent and Xavier doing at that point? So you're at the doorway, you see the same previously described room. Xavier then down steps. Right, so you're landing just outside the doors. Meanwhile, Zuri is atop the house. The only things that strike you of interest are, number one, there is a dozen or so crows that have taken up residence on top of the carriage house. There are no windows or access points, nothing to see inside the carriage house, but you can see that there is a missing piece of the structure, like a piece of wood or kind of broken corner of a piece of wood or whatever, that's right almost up at the peak. of the carriage house, where the roof comes together like that. And it looks dark, pitch black dark inside. There's no light in there. So where's the carriage house? The top of the carriage house. The house that you're on has a sloped roof in both directions. It's pretty evenly split, 45, 55, as far as like the one side of the house is just a little more space than the other. And then the peak goes this way, so it basically points out the front of the house or out the back of the house. Okay, so you can go along the peak. If you do so, you'll go all the way to the front edge of the porch. So not just over the top of the house, but go all the way to the front of the porch, to the front yard, basically. Looking down, you can see very clearly the ruined building that is next door. It must have been pretty large, at least as large as this one, probably 10, 15 feet longer. It was made of stone and wood. And roll a d20. As you're looking, you see a lot. So there are some puddles, mud, basically, and some low-lying water along the edges of the rubble. And laying on the edge of the rubble, in the water, is something red. So it's on. It's next to the rubble on your side. So from the edge of the house that you're on, it goes about 5 feet, then it's a carriage path, then it goes about 10 feet, and it starts with the rubble on the next house. And right in there, there's some puddles, and then on the edge of one of those puddles, mostly in the mud, is something red. And it's no bigger than like 10 inches across, and sort of triangular color.
Bigger than a
red
watch.
Triangular, check back. Thank you.
Triangle.
It's red in shape. Triangular in color.
Somebody said they came back from kindergarten. He doesn't know how change is small.
If there's nap time, I'm in.
Classic kindergarten subjects.
Sheeps, colors, comic. Also, naps and snack. Don't forget naps and snack. All right,
I will.
You're having a good time.
I don't know. Periodic check conditions.
Last of them, which is Xavier, has gone out of sight into the building. And as that happens, a couple of the crows that are on the carriage house jump down into the backyard. They're actually on the ground. They're kind of rooting around in the grass. And it's possible they're looking for food, but they're not. If they are, they're not very aggressively doing it, and they never eat anything. Like, you watch them for a minute, and they're just kind of, they're pecking at the ground a little bit and stuff, but there's nothing here.
Jump into the yard, like, near the cellar door.
Pretty close, yeah. Probably 10 feet away from the door. Crows are neither mammals nor persons, sorry.
Okay, yes, we can nail.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
In fact, several of the ones over on the carriage house are looking too. They're all over. Like to each other, like they're trying to get their, each other's attention in the ear direction.
What are you looking for down there?
Murder of the lady. The lady murdered. Murder of the lady.
Who? The lady?
The lady.
The lady here.
And one of them jumps up, flutters, lands on the back of another one. They struggle around for a second and settle down, and they're both looking at you again.
Where is the lady here?
Well, the one of the ones on the ground. What's up with the ones in the, on the carriage house? Is,
huh?
Over and is looking down at them and says,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
some bread in exchange for what you know.
Bread? 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 Bread?
How long ago was this lady?
No! No! No, 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 uh-huh, no, no, uh-huh, no.
Not sure what you mean by no.
Lady, no, here, no.
Didn't you just say something about the murder of a lady?
Yeah. Watch. Watch.
Watch.
Watch the murder.
Watch the murder. Of the lady.
Of the lady.
Here.
Here? 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 Here?
Did this murder already happen?
No! 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 No!
They bounce around, one stumbles and gets his head stuck under another one's butt for a second, and then they shuffle around and looking in the right direction again.
Watch for the lady!
Oh, you're watching for the lady.
For
the lady.
Four.
The
Trogues are pretty intelligent,
actually, so. I think they're doing great, actually, but whatever. They are a bird brain. They're just at the high of the they're on the high end of the spectrum of bird brain.
So you're watching for a lady.
Yeah.
Come here.
No! No.
Did the lady ask you to watch?
Yeah.
One of them, like, they bump sideways and they bump each other and then they stagger for a second and then stop.
The crows! And
you notice that one of the crows on the ground has actually moved to the top of the steps where the basement door is open. He's looking inside. Okay, hold on one second. We're about a minute ahead now. Okay. Alright, meanwhile, you have reached the double doors inside. Again, he's looking into your doors. They do not have a lock. They do have handles. Okay, both?
Just the right one. They have one hand.
Okay. Your door creaks pretty severely on opening, but does open. All right. So it opens up into a larger basement. This, you would guess, is pretty much the whole remainder of the house. It's 20 wide by about 40 straight ahead. And it is pretty kind of like messy with various things. You see what looks like part of a carriage wheel and part of the body of a carriage. In the far back corner, you can see kind of the shape of a person, but it looks more like the lid of a sarcophagus or something. And then down to the left, you can see a set of stairs that come down in and turn. They turn to the right at the bottom, like the last few steps, and dump out onto this floor. Clearly, the room is not occupied. I mean, there's no living being here, as far as you can tell. No
meat sandwiches.
Yeah, this looks like just the lid of one, but yeah. There was a complete sarcophagus with the lid closed on it in the outer chamber that you just came to.
Perhaps you'd like to write for Low Moon Adventures. The Prince Albert series on Kindle is a short story series where you can write your own based on our prompts and donate them or donate half their profit to the ministry.
Okay.
On a cursory glance, what we're looking for is a deer. I'm supposed to check. Catch the sarcophagus.
So you've moved, what, 5 or 8 feet into the room. You're with him. Okay, that puts Strode just inside. She's right at the doorway. You can survey. You're just behind her at the doorway. You're completely in the first room. So you've got a sarcophagus to your left, a giant barrel to your right. Both appear to be pretty much abandoned. The wall in front of you, though, is covered with a saw, an axe head, something that you would only describe as like a short jungle blade, like a machete, basically. Some old tongs that have like two handles and they have a hinge in the middle, and then they have very big, like 2 feet long grabber tongs, which you don't have a clue what they're used for, but they're used for grabbing hay bales. But you know, Xavier doesn't know that. He's not a farmer per se. What's that? Jake might know, yeah.
But my question is, it's missing.
Good check. Alright, so you step. You're like right at the doorway, so you just step back and look. Roll a d20. Good check what? Okay, the big one that was back out in the first round. Like the big have people inside it.
Oh, I thought that's the room we were in.
So, they're not.
That's they're right. You're in.
That's
you're right. In the
other room. Gotcha.
Okay, so Jake's going back out. Strode comes in with you. Get out of the way. So it's this room is kind of a winding path. You can walk anywhere in the big room, right?
There's and there are, else to go right now.
I mean, it's a 20 by 40 room full of stuff, so there are, like, pathways through it. So you can walk.
Yeah.
Okay, so the two of you are searching out the. It's a 20 by 40 chamber, filled to 5 feet high, pathways in between things, all kinds of like, which is all part of a carriage, barrels, crates, a sign, top of the sarcophagus, some wooden poles standing up that might be like broom handles or something. I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff here. It's not empty by any means. There's nowhere that's wider than like a 2 foot space. Okay. Alright, meanwhile, you've checked what's your next one. Okay, so it does appear that to the right of the door there is a pair of pins that are maybe like about a half inch wide. They stick out like about 3 feet from the wall, and whatever was hanging on those pins is not there right now. It's missing. That's right. You know, track or a basic observation, you would say that something was hanging there fairly recently. You couldn't tell you whether it was like gone today or 6 months ago. Fairly recently. Okay. All right. And then what was Xavier doing? Just holding your spot, basically?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're at the doorway.
I'm not really paying attention to much anymore. I just try to get to where they are.
Okay, so if no one's pushing any particular agenda, Stroh is working her way through the room to the bottom of the basement stairs. So after a moment, she's staying at the bottom of the basement stairs. Either of you see easy pathways to do that? Yeah. Where is that? When you bring your own encounter.
Wait,
finish training first. Yes. They're glowing. Their eyes, their faces provide enough luminescence to see them in pitch black darkness if you turn to stone. Tis true and sad at the same time. Jake sees an old mounted wolf's head. Mounted, it's clearly in bad shape. It's on a lot of 2 foot by 3 foot clapper you can hang on the wall. Its eyes still reflect the light of the sword. Theon sees a crate marked fragile. You see a pile of what appears to be expensive ball gowns. And they puff up pretty big, so.
I'm going to inspect the sarcophagus without touching it.
Okay. So it has a stone lid that probably would weigh in at a couple hundred pounds. Probably fits down a lip on the base of the unit. It is man-sized or just slightly larger, you know, the man-sized. At the end of that part, so that's the whole thing, at the end of that part, the head of the sarcophagus is only like an inch from the left wall. So it's pretty shoved back. And then the right side, looking at it from the foot, the right side shoulder is about an inch from the next wall, which is an interior wall made of wood. So it's not this strong. So somebody kind of shoved it as far back as they can get it. It's not sealed with wax. It would take some muscle to open it, but it is very doable.
And then after that, I will go to the barrel. I'm basically looking for places where this guy could be stashed.
I mean, he could be in the sarcophagus, bearing in mind that it wouldn't be good for him. If he was in there long enough, he'd probably die. So, okay. The barrel would hold four people. About 150 to 200 gallons of some kind of alcoholic beverage or water, probably. It is closed, the top is on, and it is sealed with wax. Not helpfully so, anyway. You can knock on it and see whether it sounds hollow.
I have this hole punch.
It makes
create a 5-foot hole in the surface. I can create a 5-foot hole in the sarcophagus and see what's inside.
Certainly. Of course. This inside would be accessible to outside then. That way. You find Theon sees a stack of bar stools. Maybe as many as 30 in it.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.